There's disruption everywhere these days. The taxi industry is complaining and being left behind as Uber steals their business. Hotels have to compete with the easier and more personal option of Airbnb. The consumer is now offered control and choice everywhere. And when it comes to banks, almost half of Australians still stick with one bank. Annie Haswell reports.
In a world of Amazon, Apple Pay and Bitcoin, a world where soon most of us will be waving our phone instead of reaching for our wallet, the big banks have remained strangely complacent about the possible competitors in their backyard. Financial planner Patrick Canyon says the main reason why 47% of Australians remain loyal to one bank is simple. It's laziness.
Inertia. We make a decision and it's the right decision for us at that time, and the easy option is to not move because moving involves a lot of paperwork and changing things. And so most people just go, forget about it, I'll just leave it.
Even though it's costing them money.
Yeah, because this is almost like a version of the sunk cost fallacy. You know, if someone says, I've put all this effort and invest in time into being with this bank, so I might as well get the value from sticking with it. Whereas if they stop and think about it, for maybe just a little bit more effort, they can significantly, in many cases, significantly improve their position.
World First is one of many competitors on the financial product scene these days. They specialise in foreign exchange, and their slogan is Beat the Banks. I asked Head of Marketing at World First, Duncan Curry, what the big banks aren't offering.
From a foreign exchange perspective, we're seeing banks offering exchange rates that are up to 7 times more expensive than foreign exchange specialists, such as World First and other competition. So that is making a material difference to people's end outcomes. Money arrives on the other side, whether it's for a property settlement or gifts to family or friends or for an investment of some variety.
What about for the average Australian that's just working within the country, though? Are you able to offer something that the banks aren't offering on that level?
I think the banks often get caught up with the higher end of town. So wealthy, high net worth individuals, larger businesses, whereas I think more specialist providers such as ourselves, we are looking to assist people with more average requirements as opposed to larger ones.
The thought of saving money, though, doesn't persuade most of us to consider leaving the bank we've been with for years because, says Patrick Canyon, they can still use emotion as a weapon to keep us with them.
I think they're going to continue to try and align themselves with people's dreams rather than the transactions. You know, they want to have a brand recognition that aligns with people's goals of owning my own home sooner, retiring well, and get that emotional link. And then they'll also continue to play to our parochialism, like that CBA ad. You know, the guy rings a call center and gets someone with a Middle Eastern name, and it turns out it was a guy he went to primary school with who's, you know, in Melbourne. Yeah, I think they'll continue to play that angle. It's got to be the human connection.
Duncan Curry says while the banks may feel safe now, with loyalty rates high, things will change.
I think we're seeing a lot more Australians, particularly younger Australians, actually having a range of different financial services providers that are available to them, and they're comfortable with that. I think smartphone technology is making it easier. So you've got a number of apps that are available right at your fingertips, and they are happy to deal that way at an arm's length, but also speaking to real people over the phone as well.
Do you think the banks are prepared for the kind of change and competition that's going to come into play in the next few years with Bitcoin, blockchain and global entrants like you taking part of the action?
I think they're very conscious of it. I think what we will see from the banks, particularly the big four banks, over the next few years is them looking to invest in smaller players who are specialists in those sorts of areas around blockchain technology, etc. They've probably reached the realisation now that it is much easier to acquire that skill set and that knowledge and the brands that exist in those, you know, emerging areas of technology.
Duncan Curry, Head of Marketing at World First, ending that report by Annie Haswell.